Good morning. It's now time for another Castle Country Focus. Joining me over the phone, I've got Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. Sheriff, how are you today?
I am doing super duper. It's a wonderful day here in Castle Valley. The spring is in the air and I'm excited.
You know, it's finally in the air. I am loving the weather that we've had. And I know I'm not the only one because I'm hearing it all over the place. Allergies are insane right now. So it's definitely springtime. It's in the air.
Yes. Yes, it is. And the allergies seem to be extra crazy this year.
They definitely do. And, you know, it's a great time of the year because the end of the school year has been a little crazy. It has been something that none of us have ever experienced before. But that doesn't mean that there is not some celebrations that are going to be taking place. Graduating classes are still going to be having virtual graduation ceremonies. And, you know, the class of 2020, they deserve a huge round of applause because they've had a really strange school year.
You know, I agree with you wholeheartedly and would like to congratulate those seniors for all their hard work. And it's now culminated with graduation time, and that's an exciting time in a young person's life. It's a milestone that they've crossed, and they're moving into a whole new chapter in their lives. And, you know, we're living in unprecedented times right now, Mallory, and I echo the concerns of a lot of people in the community as far as we want to do things for our seniors. We want to have a graduation, and nobody wants that more than law enforcement does, because we recognize these kids have really worked hard, but we have to stay within the guidelines of the governor's direction and stay COVID compliant while we're doing this. And you know, it's not something we necessarily want to do, but it's the hand we're dealt.
Right.
So I just want, and I see a lot of stuff on social media about people that are, they're frustrated with the way things are, and you know, they want things to be differently, but we really can't change a lot of that right now. We just need to play the hand we're dealt. And I want to applaud the school board and the committees that came up with the idea of the graduation ceremony that we're going to have. A drive-through graduation is kind of a cool thing.
It definitely is. You know, you can look at it one of two ways. You can look at it as, this is awful. I've worked my entire school career to have it end this way. This is not what I wanted. Or you could look at it as, what other class is going to be able to say that this is how they graduated? This is a once in a lifetime thing. Yeah, it's not the ceremony that you expected, but nobody else is going to be able to say that they had this. So it's actually kind of cool.
It actually is. And you know, the American spirit has always been one that adapts and overcomes to adversity. And I think that we can just soldier right on through this and move on, and it'll be a good time. And, you know, I want to talk a little bit about the after graduation gatherings. I think that is a great thing. I think we should have those, but I think we should follow the governor's direction. And I don't know, you know, this changes day to day. It could change tomorrow for all we know. You don't know what the condition's going to be. But right now, we're in condition orange, and they're asking for social gatherings of 20 or less of people. So my idea is embrace that opportunity and have your backyard barbecues. You know, instead of one big gathering with lots of people, many little gatherings, and even if you bounce back and forth
right
from place to place, you can still be COVID compliant and do that. And I challenge the community to come up with creative ways to have those events and yet stay COVID compliant. I think you can really have fun with that. I think you could have a good time. My little granddaughter had a birthday, and we did a drive-by birthday party, and you know, that kid was grinning from ear to ear. It was a big deal for her. So there are ways to do it and stay COVID compliant, and I want to challenge the community to do that and have fun with it and not look at it as such a negative thing, but more as a truly let's honor our seniors and let's do it in a fun and creative way. And whoever can come up with the best idea, I challenge you to do that.
Right, for sure. And, you know, it's like I said, just change your mindset and think of it as, how cool is this? We can figure out different ways to do things and still be able to have fun rather than Debbie Downer it and think of all the ways that it's just horrible.
I agree wholeheartedly with you there. And, you know, I mean, we can't change what we have. We just have to play the hand that we're dealt. And you know, there's a lot of people in the community that have the best intentions in the world, and they want to see a big gathering. And I agree with that. If it were possible, I would agree with it. But we just can't do that this year. It's not worth the risk. And you know, if you start looking at it from an out-of-the-area perspective, if we have a big deal here and there's not another one anywhere else, people are going to come from all over. And who knows? You know, you could start an outbreak here in Carbon County where we don't have COVID right now. There's no positive cases in our county right now.
Right. And we've done so well up until now. So let's go ahead and just finish it out strong, and we're going to be great. It'll end soon and we can all go back to our normal lives. But we've got to stick it out before we can do that. And Sheriff, you know, just because summer's rolling around and we are hitting the last little bit of school, that kind of tells parents, you know, kids have been home, but a lot of kids are still during school hours in the house doing schoolwork. There are kids outside, but once summer hits, it's going to be full force, kids outside.
Yes, it is. And you know, we're already seeing that a lot right now. And so, you know, I always say my little coin phrase for the radio is you got to watch for them. They're not watching for you. So when you're traveling around, keep in mind, kids are out and about. And you know, I've been so impressed with the kids that I've seen waiting at the bus stops for their lunch meals and things. It's a unique time we're living in, but you can see the kids are adapting very well to it. They seem to enjoy themselves, and they're still doing their schoolwork, but they're also doing things that they've never done before. I mean, who would have known you'd be standing at a bus stop waiting for lunch?
Right. And, you know, speaking of that, I just want to give a huge shout out to all the school bus drivers, the cafeteria workers, everyone that has put in effort towards that free breakfast and lunch to all school age kids. That has been an incredible thing that we've got. And, you know, that's not happening everywhere. And so I think that we need to kind of realize that that's something that they took on and they didn't have to.
I agree wholeheartedly. And, you know, and for that matter, thank you to everybody that's worked through this process. I mean, you would be surprised at, I'm not surprised because I know how strong our community is, but I'm just pleased at how our community can pull together and help everybody through such a challenge. And we just seem to keep moving forward all the time. The good folks of Carbon County are light years ahead, in my opinion, of everybody else. And I think Utah got out ahead of this COVID thing to the point that we did flatten the curve, and that's what we were trying to do. And now it's just a matter of staying with our plan and getting through this. And it may mean that we don't get a lot of events this summer. We'll know as we get closer. But, you know, just adapt, and I know I've gotten a lot done at my house that really needed to be done, so it's been a blessing that way.
It definitely has. Well, Sheriff, as always, I really appreciate you calling in and giving us an update to all of the class of 2020. Congratulations. Be safe. Be careful. Celebrate, but in a responsible way. And, you know, the message is the same as years in the past, but it's just a little bit different this year, but still same message.
I agree wholeheartedly, and thank you, Mallory, for all you do for our community. You're an amazing little pillar here in our community.
Well, thank you, Sheriff. I really appreciate it. Well, there is additional information you can find on this interview, and you can listen to it in its entirety by visiting our website. Sheriff, any last words? Is that about it?
Nope. Just want to say congratulations to all of our seniors, and everyone have a good, safe, and happy weekend.
Oh, for sure. That has been another Castle Country Focus with Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood.